We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Danielle St. Vincent and Catherine Langlois. So welcome to CJMQ, and they are real estate agents with Royal LePage. So we'll be talking today a little bit about gray zones and where Catherine and Danielle come from, and also about the process for buyers. So what exactly is no gray zone?
Well, no gray zone means that everything will be clear between the buyers and the seller. We are trying to give all information to make sure that you don't have a surprise, that you don't have complication. And if we have a problem, a complication, we all do research to resolve the problem. So when we go at the notary, all thing will be okay.
Okay, that's wonderful. In which way are you different from other real estate agents, and why choose you?
Actually, we, well, first of all, the no gray zone team, if I could say it that way, there's two agents working for you. They're always, all the time. So that the case is well known. We both know all the houses we have to sell. So if one is not available, one agent's not available, the other one is. Agents that come and visit houses, other agents often don't know the detail of the home. We do, so we could sell your house. The second thing is, why choose us? Well, we can offer a guarantee of sale, a guarantee of service. So if you're not pleased, basically we could cancel the contract at no extra cost.
Okay, that's a big thing to think about.
Oh, and we're bilingual too.
Good.
Or trying to be. Anyway.
That's great. Now, who are you? Where do you come from?
Well, I used to live in Magog. I was living in Magog for 35 years.
Wow.
So, okay. And now I'm living in Sherbrooke. And I used to be a teacher at Magog. Mm-hmm. Elementary school.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I was a seller in a work and in a ski shop before. Mm-hmm. And I worked too at the Caisse des Jardins, Caisse mm-hmm. Populaire des Jardins. Mm-hmm. So all the work that I have do is to make sure that people is happy with what happened mm-hmm. in their life. When I was a teacher, the most important thing for me is to make sure that children is happy to come at school. Mm-hmm. And the parent was really happy about my work. So the most important thing for me is to make sure that people are satisfied and comfortable with the process.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Catherine. So you're definitely lived in the townships all your life, so you're familiar with the people of the townships and the properties, and you worked with a lot of different groups. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good. And Danielle, what about you?
Well, I'm originally from Montreal, but I've been living here in the Eastern Township. 21 years.
Okay, so Danielle, you've been in the townships 21 years.
Yes, my children were born here. We moved from out west, actually, to mm-hmm. move in the area. And I always worked before in the human resources field. I used to be the human resources director and communication director for the city of Magog. Also, everywhere I've been in the Eastern Township, I always implemented the mm-hmm. human resources department and communication department. I worked for the city of Magog. I worked for some engineering firm as well, and at one point I was a city councilor for the town of Lennoxville, which I always lived since I've been here. So I met, as a matter of fact, Catherine when I decided to change after 25 years in human resources, mm-hmm. decided to deal with sales of home. I met Catherine at school. We went back to school, and that's where we met, and we've been together ever since. So that's where I'm from, and my career path brought me to this job. So we both have, I think, the background, necessary background and qualification, more so than other people who just have that specific course, because
exactly
we've dealt mm-hmm. with many situations. And our concerns are the well-being of our clients and ourselves as well.
Okay, so definitely both of you, a lot of experience working with people, and definitely Danielle also being in the townships a relatively long time, 21 mm-hmm. years, so you know the area and the people also. That's great.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what are your objectives as a real estate team?
To make all people happy about our work. We want the seller feeling well about the transaction. And we want also the buyer to be happy.
What our objective as a team? First of all, I would say to meet the buyer or seller's needs in the most cost-effective manner, and so that a vendor has the most money for his house in a smooth process, and the buyer buys the house at the best price possible. And us, our concern as a team, not only is to meet that, but to do that with a special attentiveness to their needs.
Okay.
Not just selling and buying and let's get out and get our commission.
Okay.
So whatever the time it takes to please people.
That's great, because it certainly goes much easier if everybody's happy, and that's an important factor too.
Yeah, and they understand and they're aware, and if there's any problem, it's our problem. It's our problem. It's not the concern, it's our concern, the gray zone team. No gray zone team.
Good, good. What are your last results and the guarantee of service?
Well, in 2008, we sell houses at 98% at asking price within 3 months.
Wow.
So it's a good result for us.
That
we are really happy.
We're very happy about this result, because first of all, we could show them. We have proof.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we've been since 2004, I mean, going on 2009, always gradually increased our number of transactions. Mm-hmm. And that Rella page, we've now have achieved different awards, and we've got what they call now the Diamond Award, which was actually, we're actually very excited about it, because it's we're in the top 5% of all of Royal LePage agents through Canada, so this is very good. We're very happy. We work hard for it, but we're really excited about it, and we have to also consider thanking the customers that have actually put their trust in us. So
okay,
so we that's another result of our.
That's very impressive,
yes.
And certainly something that anybody is interested in too, whether you're buying or selling.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Well, and I'm sure that you work very hard too.
Thank you, Maureen.
Good. Now, let's talk a little bit about the process for buyers. Now, somebody wants to buy a house. What are the steps that they should follow?
Well, the first thing and the best thing to do is to choose a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to meet several agents and choose the one that they will be comfortable with. And why choose a real estate agent? Well, because the real estate agent know a lot about the actual market, which give you a better opinion on the asking price. The real estate agent is also the best person to help you find a house, because it will give you time to visit house. It will know your needs about house, and he also have another looking at the house that you don't have. When you visit a house, you feel so exciting about, oh, that's so wonderful, and the agent is not emotional about the house, so maybe he will look at some problem about the house that you don't find. So you will talk about it, and so the real estate agent is able, the only person able to help you find the best house for you.
If I may add to what Catherine's saying also is that we know how long the house has been on the market.
Mm-hmm.
We know also how much the buyer, the vendor has paid for it, and all the elements, new elements or renovation that the vendor has put in the house. We have contacts, liable resources to help see what kind of problems they are, for instance, with chimney or foundation and so on. And we represent you and not the vendor in this case. So it's buyer beware.
Okay. All important aspects, because people are excited when they buy a house. They mm-hmm. might be excited about something particular in the house, the woodwork, etc. May not look at last time the roof was changed or mm-hmm. the electricity mm-hmm. or different things like that. Very important aspects to think of.
We make sure that nothing is forgotten. Also, when it's time to the buyer to make an offer, you will have best result if you deal with an agent. If you deal directly with the seller,
mm-hmm.
you put some emotion on the transaction.
Okay.
So it's make it harder. Mm-hmm. And maybe sometime it's make the seller just feeling angry about the price that you giving to his house. So I think it's really the best thing to do to deal with an agent, because he will be working like a mediator. Mm-hmm. So that will make all the transaction easier, and you will be sure that you will have the house at the best price that you want.
Okay. Something to consider, certainly. Good. Mm-hmm. So, any other advantages to using a real estate agent when we buy a house?
Certainly. The agent know all about the special rule about real estate just to avoid bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how will a buyer have to deal when we are two or three buyers on the same at the same time, mm-hmm. on the same house?
Mm-hmm.
How a buyer deal with that? When you have a real estate agent deal with you, they know all about the rule, just to make sure that you will not have a bad end mm-hmm. at all this negotiation.
Okay, so definitely making sure that if you want a house and you're the buyer, you get a fair end of it, mm-hmm. you know? Okay, mm-hmm. good. What are the costs a buyer should make provision for when you're buying a house?
Well, the first thing is he will have to pay the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So he will have to pay about $400 to $600 for that. After that, maybe it depends on the location of the house. Maybe he will have to pay a water test. Also, maybe it will want a conformity test for the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, it's the notary.
Mm-hmm.
To buy a house, it costs around $800 to $1,000
mm-hmm.
to make the paper all done with the notary. And after that, you have the welcoming taxes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are welcoming taxes? Do you have any idea? Do they differ from different regions? Or?
Well, it depends. Actually, the welcoming tax is based on the price of the house
okay.
that you've paid
mm-hmm.
and the municipal evaluation. So, and it's the highest, of course, that you, the town, wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
will based the mutation, what we call mutation costs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's how to calculate is basically like this percentage from $0 to $50,000, another percentage for $50,000
okay.
between $50,000 to $100,000 and so on. And that's a big amount. In Sherbrooke or wherever you are, the rate are about the same, depending
okay.
on the
mm-hmm.
kind of service.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Another, just to add on, like when we talk about water tests, people
mm-hmm.
living in country, there's sewage also, like
mm-hmm.
a septic field and septic tank that often have to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
And now, lately, we've heard about testing water for arsenic. believe it or not. And a water test usually costs about $80 to $100, but the labs just test consuming drinking water, but now more and more we're going to see requests for testing level of arsenic in water.
Okay, interesting. Something to definitely think about.
Well, we also, as agents, we have a responsibility to keep up to date with the training, which is something that we do. Mm-hmm. We always go on training, whatever the Chamber of Real Estate offers us. Okay. We are up to date in our training, and we get credits for it. Mm-hmm. And Catherine and I make sure that we attend those seminars so that we're up to date on different information.
It's very important, definitely. So if you're buying a house, you want to be aware of that. So no, the layperson definitely couldn't get all these advantages by themselves either. Mm. Okay, good. So definitely the cost could run for the buyer between $1,500 to $2,000. So it's definitely something to take in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Good, okay. Anything else about the process for buyers?
We want buyers to, it's a big process, and we offer, like we would do for vendors, the plus service after. After we chose the house, often there's a lot of details that people don't are not aware of that we could supply them, for instance, with the towns, with the hydros, with moving, with also schools, where they're located. So we are well aware of what is available. Daycare, which is often not an easy thing to do. So we do everything possible to ease up the transfer if needed.
Okay, that's fantastic. Another aspect to really, you know, think about too. Okay, questions on the current market. Now, Catherine and Danielle, what are the current tendencies of the real estate market in the Eastern Townships compared to 2008?
Well, what we saw in 2008 was more of a balanced market. Right price for the houses, selling in a good time frame, and having as buyers and sellers equal as to the amount or so on. What we're seeing more and more is that in 2009, it's still the beginning, that it's becoming more of a buyer's market. Because mortgage interest being what they are, still fairly low, we have still a lot of buyers, but buyers have a lot of choices. And the tendency for sellers to put a highest price too high, well, that will diminish. We still have a lot of buyers and a lot of sellers, except buyers have more choices. The other thing is that at the end of 2008, we start seeing a bit of reduction of volume of sale. What we think we're going to see more in 2009 is a reduction or a better priced houses. Okay, so the days of listing a house that's too high are gone. We have to get a proper price. If you have, for instance, above $250,000 house price, well, current buyers have about 25 houses to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of choices out there. So that's why it's important that the price is good. And the buyers are there because interests are low. So we're not going to see a collapse. Far from it. We're just going to see a correction of the market, which I don't know if you remember, about 20, 30 years ago, not the famous 80s where everybody lost their house because interests were at 20%, but the days where people would sell their house, they would take 6 months to a year to sell a house at evaluation of the town, right? Mm-hmm. So in the Eastern Township particularly, we feel that we as busy as ever.
Mm-hmm.
We sell as, so far our team, ourselves, we find that anything that's below 200 sells better, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that agents should be working better because they have more time and to spend on a file because of the correction of the market. So no, the Eastern Township was the last area in Canada to feel the massive increase of houses, but we also the first one not to suffer from it because we kind of were the last in Canada to increase tremendously our prices. So,
okay, that's good to know. Good to know. Okay, great. So it's a good time to buy a house then.
It's a good time to buy and it's a good time to sell.
Good. Anything else either one of you wanted to mention about the real estate market or about your team or...
Well, as we said before, I think we listen We listen to the people's needs, the buyer and seller's needs. We are aware of different changes and different techniques and different training because we participate. We also come with not only knowledge, skills, and ability, but we come with a baggage of either buyers, especially buyers for sellers. We have a lot of clients that are looking for houses. And the clients that are selling their house so far, 90% of them are quite satisfied with our service. We will go out of our way, as long as we feel we're supported, we'll go out of our way to make you make that process as easy as possible. Catherine, you want to add something?
Yeah, sure. Well, because we are in a buyer's market, mm-hmm. it's more difficult for a seller to sell his house. So that's why I think the best thing to do for the seller mm-hmm. is to make a deal with an agent. Mm-hmm. Just because the agent have more tools and have access to more contact, more publicity, and for all those reasons, the seller must deal with an agent to make sure that his house will be sold in 2009.
Okay, good. So now more than ever, it's important to have that mediator, the real estate agent, whether
exactly.
you're selling your house or buying your house.
Exactly,
good.
Marie. Yes.
And if somebody's out there and they're interested in selling their house or buying a house, where can they get in touch with you?
They could get in touch with you just by also if they're through internet. We have our site, www.nograyzone.com mm-hmm. and directly by using also our phone number. Mine, Danielle, is 819-574-9070.
And for myself, it's 819-572-7775.
Okay, well, that's great. Okay, thank you both very much.
So thank you, Maureen, for having us.